Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing Podcast entitled Plants of the Century, written by George and Becky Lowe Miller. Agave is the name of a group of succulent plants that is native to the deserts of the southwestern United States and Mexico. The best known native agave is the American century plant, Agave Americana. Its blue-gray, dagger-like leaves rise to 8 feet to form a rosette that protects the edible central stem. Each curved leaf has hard, spiny edges and a needle-sharp barb on its tip. The century plant got its name from the mistaken idea that it must be 100 years old to bloom. It may seem like a century to impatient gardeners, but 6 to 12 years is the norm, while a few late bloomers may take more than 20 years to flower. Once a plant decides to flower, a thick stem shoots skyward from the center of the rosette. It grows to 20 feet in only 2 to 3 months, and then produces a cluster of creamy white flowers toward the top. The water needed to grow this towering flower is drawn from the fleshy leaves, killing the plant in its moment of glory. The roots, however, remain alive, and when conditions are favorable, new plantlets spring up around the base of the dead agave to start the cycle again. Native Americans of the Southwest used nearly every part of the plant. They harvested the enlarged central stems called heads, roasted them in stone-lined pits, and ate them on the spot or sun-dried them for later use. Fibers from the outer leaves were used for thread or spun into rope. Fermented into a beer-like drink called pulque, agave sap was used as a medicine and in ceremonies and celebrations. Today, tequila is a distilled form of the fermented pulp of blue agave. Mezcal may be produced from several types of agave. The famous worm that is put into some bottles of mezcal, originally as a marketing gimmick, is actually a larva that sometimes infests the agave plants. The agave is being studied for possible medicinal uses, and there is even talk of distilling its pulp for producing biofuel. In the garden, the plant is a dramatic accent. In flower, it is irresistible to hummingbirds.